Hillsborough County is responsible for almost $500,000 in legal fees since a judge ruled last September that the county must take responsibility for Commissioner Kevin White's guilty verdict. Commissioner Kevin Beckner says that both White and the county now share responsibility for the fees.
The judge held that the county and Commissioner White were held jointly at the hip. Commissioner White was charged with sexual harassment. It was a federal civil lawsuit. The county was brought into this because we didn't have the proper policies in place on the Board of County Commissioner side. So the judge said that we were equally liable for the judgment. So the question then becomes, who's going to pay what? And the taxpayers so far have paid nearly $500,000. When the insurance pays, we're going to end up with a total taxpayer liability of about $425,000.
White's 24-year-old former aide Alyssa Ogden sued the commissioner for sexual harassment after he allegedly tried to sleep with her in a hotel room on a trip to Atlanta. After White fired her, she filed suit. White says he never did it and can't afford a mediation deal with the county.
So I can't afford it. It's just that simple. Not trying to walk away from anything, not trying to ask for any special attention. It is just not there. As I was saying earlier, you know, you can't squeeze blood out of a turnip, so I have no other alternative but to exhaust my remedy. Now, some up here may say, well, that's fine, and that's your choice. And you're right. It is my choice, and it is my obligation.
White plans to protect what he has by countersuing the county. He already has enormously burdensome legal fees, and attorney Fred McClure has declined to take White's case pro bono. This leaves White with few resources to pay the county's expenses.
I'm like every other red-blooded American right now. I'm trying to pay my bills, and I'm trying to move forward, and I'm trying to do the very best I can to make it. I'm not a very wealthy man. I'm not a wealthy man at all. I'm just an average citizen, average taxpayer, trying to make it. And that's it in a nutshell. I mean, Commissioner Higginbotham, I greatly appreciate the opportunity for mediation. There's an outstanding judgment. There's outstanding legal fees that I have. Those are my first obligations, not mediation, and those are exorbitant as it is.
But White can still file bankruptcy, which would prevent the county from pursuing litigation. Commissioner Rose Ferlitas says that while White can't pay the fees, the only way the county will recover the money is with a judgment against White. She says that the lawsuit is based upon principle.
The thing I had hoped for was that perhaps there was some reality dollars that Mr. White could commit to, even payment over a longer period of time. And that not being one of the options, I have to stay my position on the motion. I got an email from a constituent just a few minutes ago. Said at this point, the matter has become a case of principle and should be aggressively pursued. I'm sorry that it's come to this. This is an uncomfortable situation for all of us, Mr. White and the rest of us and the public. But it is what it is, and I think we should vote our conscience and go from there. End of story. And let's quit continuing to dialogue about this. We've talked about it. People have weighed in.
The county commission doesn't want the lawsuit to gather any more news headlines or take up any more of the taxpayers' time and attention. Kevin Beckner says he didn't want the lawsuit to turn into a high-stakes poker game with taxpayers' money. He wants the county to put a limit on how much it's willing to expend in a lawsuit.
And when we started in June of 2008, I think we approved $100,000 to defend Commissioner White. Now the bill ends up being $500,000. I don't want that to happen again. What I want is, again, accountability. But it's not only just for Commissioner White, it's here. So if we want Commissioner White to be accountable, we need to be accountable to the taxpayers. So I will support something that at least would trigger something to come back to this board that would say, you know what, we've approached this cap. How do we want to proceed from there? Anything else I think is irresponsible to our taxpayers.
And the county is risking whether or not it will be able to recover its financial losses by suing a defendant with so few resources. Beckner's concerned the lawsuit might not be worth the financial losses.
So I think you're seeking some contribution to recover taxpayer dollars. But again, with Commissioner White's financial situation, I think that's going to be a very low probability that we'll recover anything financially.
Mediation was taken off the table, but the commissioners said they could drop the suit if White entered a contractual payment plan. White said he will likely countersue the county to protect himself and his family. Reporting from downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.